Shalom. This is Stefan Yaeber with the Yahva Not Yahweh website, and the title is Come Out of Her, My People. Here's our introduction. In the final Reformation, or Come Out of Her, My People, it's the same book. This statement is made. The people of Yahva in old time used the pagan English words before they became pagan. That they used pagan English words before they became pagan. This was the Hebrew children. Now, why would they use that? The statement is also falsely made that they use holy and G-O-D. Wrong. They were Hebrews, so why would they need Canaanite, Babylonian, and Greek words from the nations around them? They would not. English did not exist, so they wouldn't need the words G-O-D or H-O-L-Y. The chosen people had their own pure language. It's been altered somewhat since, but we still have the main substance. We can still understand what Yahweh's name is and what he wants us to do, what our behavior should be as a separated believer. But those false prepositions, where would they end? You know, should they use any common swear word? Or can we make the assertion that originally in the Old Testament times that they used common swear words? Preposterous. There's no connection between pagan words and true Hebrew. They did not use holy, G-O-D, glory, or Easter. And the proof is found right here. Yes, we're coming to it. There is a short list of pagan common words we used in our religious services in the Christian denominations in Protestantism and Catholicism. And then that short list is followed by possible corrections. So we're making corrections here today. We have 300 references from the book Come Out of Her, My People. 300 references to document the use of these 30 words and that it was wrong to use those 30 words like H-O-L-Y, holy. And the references are found in the book Come Out of Her, My People, and I'll tell you how to get it here right now. I think before we even launch into it, you can go to the website comeoutofhermypeople.com for a free ebook, Come Out of Her, My People. That's www.comeoutofhermypeople.com. Or on amazon.com, you can search for that there. Or on fossilizedcustoms.com. It's a short list of pagan common words used in religious services throughout the world for the last 2,000 years practically. And then we have the possible corrections. And there are 300 references to authenticate what we're doing here is right, and that for the last 2,000 years, we've made a big mistake by using only 30 words. The assertion is also made, the false assertion that, if we had to correct these 30 words, then we'd have to correct our entire English language that is all corrupt. Well, we don't see that. There is no proof for that. So I don't know about that false assertion that we just can't speak in English at all. What about the word the? You know, the article the, or in, or be, as in B-E. You know, no, that's preposterous. Okay, we'll move on then. The Hebrew pagan word, first of all, now this is going to be a big shock to you messianics, and you probably won't agree anyway. So, you know, you probably just move on. But Adonai, that was a pagan word. A proper substitute or alternative is master, sovereign, or the original creator's name, which is Yahvah, Y-H-V-H, Yahvah. Please see the reference book, which is based on hundreds of proofs. See, Come Out of Her, My People. And look up Hosea, chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Hosea 2, 16. In the latter part of the so-called Old Testament. And then research titles, Baal and Lord, L-O-R-D. Okay, so Adonai is incorrect, and the proof is found within the book. It'd be way, way too much here to put on this audio file here to get into the proof of these amen or amin, our other corrupt words. And instead of that, we can say, so be it. The proof is there. Bible. And that word came from the word biblios. We're going to get a little bit deeper into some of these. Instead of that, we can use the word scripture. Scriptures, or the book, or the word, or the sweet spices, or the law word. I call it the law word or Torah word. Actually, there's more than, you know, you can say the whole, you know, from Genesis to Revelation is the Torah, but strictly speaking, it isn't. But anyway, we could call this book the sweet spices, but let's not call it B-I-B-L-E. Charity is another corrupted word. And he says to, and has come out of her, says to look up the word grace. It deals with the three daughters of Helios, the sun deity. And that's not a real frequent word, charity, but we say, charitable organizations, for example. 501(c) organizations are charitable organizations. That comes from the word charity, which comes from charis. Did I say charis? I meant charis. It's the CH is pronounced like a K in English. Charis, the Greek female deity, and the three daughters of Helios, the sun deity. Okay. And as a correction, we could use these words, favor, gratitude, or love, although love can be interpreted any, you know, number of ways, Philadelphia, Phileo, and so on. Favor, gratitude, or love, or just the Hebrew word ken, C-H-E-N, or if you want to spell it K-E-N, that's okay too. The English word Christ is from Christos, which is spelled with a K. This is kind of easily proven. And Osiris, the sun deity, was called Christos for the Hebrew Mashiach. So instead of Christos, we use the Hebrew word Mashiach, the anointed one. The word Christos was far more acceptable to the pagans who were worshipping Christa. See Daniel chapter 9, Daniel 9:25, and also Daniel 9:26, among other places. The proper Hebrew word would be Yavahosha, or Yavah HaMashiach, the Savior, or the Anointed One, the Creator, the Husband, the Eternal, Messiah, Savior, and the Supreme One. The Hebrew word is Yah, Yavahosha, Yavah, Yavah HaMashiach, and the Anointed One, and the Messiah, Savior, and the Supreme One, or Husband. For church, see the word charity. An alternative would be convocation, congregation, assembly, or service. Cross is another English word that we commonly use, and a substitute is stake, or torture stake, or tree. To crucify, a substitute, impale, impaled, or suffered. Well, there's a lot of these. We don't need to go through every one, so let's skip down the list a little bit now. I'll just mention what they are. So far, we've had Adonai, Amin, or Amen, Bible. Charity, Christ, which I have used for 50 some years, I guess, until I studied a little bit deeper. Another word is church, cross, crucify. Also, we have the days of the week, which are the derivative of pagan. We have deity, divine, Easter for Ashtoreth, the Phoenician Sidonian sex goddess. And that's Hebrew word Hebrew ages 6253, and the proper word I think normally instead of Ashtoreth or Easter would be the word for Passover, Pascha. 1 Kings 11 is another reference. 1 Kings 11:5, Jeremiah 7:18, Jeremiah 7:18, or Jeremiah 44:17. Ashtoreth or Eostre, the Teutonic dawn goddess, the Teutonic goddess of the dawn, and for a substitute, try Passover, I think. And then look up the study that is within this site of the resurrection, the day of the month, Out the death is Aviv 14th, the day of his resurrection is 17th, and it falls on a certain date of the month, not a day of the week. For example, not on Sunday, not necessarily on that day anyway, and if you died on Sunday, by the way, would they remember you as having died on a Sunday or on the date of your death? Other words are Elohim. Alternatives are Yahweh, the Mighty One, the Eternal, the Most High. Father is Abba Father. So that's fine. The word Father is okay. Huh? Oh, well, that's great. Majesty and power are also other substitutes, though, or Abba Father. For glory, we have the substitute of beauty, esteem, dignity, distinguishable, and praise, repute, splendor, or even the Hebrew word kavod, that is spelled with a K. Glorious. There are the alternatives of distinguished, exalted, grand, high, lofty, magnificent, majestic, noble, powerful, royal, sublime, splendid, and on and on. Once again, why is the word glorious wrong? Look it up in the book, Come Out of Her, My People. And some of the references that, before we continue here with all these words, or you want me to just continue, go all the way down the list. Okay. All the way down. God, godly, grace, gracefully, hell, substitute for that is Gehenna or Tartarus, hallowed, holy, which is the Greek Hindu spring festival held in honor of Krishna. And if we love Yahweh, we will call him the spirit of separation and not the spirit of the sun. And a substitute in Hebrew is Kodesh for people or things. Kodesh for Yahweh, separated or pure one. Holy Spirit is another word. Jehovah is a concocted word. Jehovah is not pagan, but there's no J in Hebrew, by the way. Jesus, Lord, luck, master, Mary, the proper word is Miriam, sacrifice, sacrament, sacred, sanctified, sanctuary, testament, theos. And I think that's taken us pretty much to the end of that there, friends and neighbors. And here's a question. Is it too hard to change 30 words in our vocabulary? Do we love error, or do we love Yahweh, the light, the word, the truth, and the way? That's a really good question. So Come Out of Her, My People, once again, is available from quite a number of sources that you can search through Google on the internet, but specifically you can get it from Come Out of Her, My People is one of the websites. ComeOutOfHerMyPeople.com. And the other two that I gave you here at the beginning of the program. Now, here are the references. I'm not going to give all 300 of them, but and some of them are in German. I don't speak German. But from the it's been a discontinued book, but it's still available. Come Out of Her, My People by Koster. And these references disprove the use of the substitute names for Yahweh, as well as some of the pagan titles and words. And so one of the reference books is Zeus, A Study of Ancient Religion, Volume 1 by A. B. Cook. And it's just a quick 178 pages, a quick read in a couple of hours. We mentioned Come Out of Her, My People. I'm going to skip the German title there. The Divine Name in Exodus, JBL by JBL. LaRousse's Encyclopedia of Mythology. The Dictionary of Mythology, Folklore, and Symbols by G. Jobs. Jobs with a J. Rome's Classical Dictionary by A. Room. Wörterbuch der Mythologie. That was German. J.A.W. Vollemier. Isis and the Greek-Roman World by R.E. Witt. A History of Religious Ideas. Real Encyclopedia, all one word, by Polly Wasawa. Wörterbuch der Symbolik under ISIS, Professor Jan Osman, the Concise Oxford Dictionary under IHS, Webster's Third New International Dictionary, IHS, the World Book Encyclopedia under IHS, Antique und Christentum by F.J. Dolger, Dictionary of Mythology, Folklore, and Symbols under IHS by G. Jobes, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop, Hebrew and Christian Records by Giles with a G, Science and Religion quoted by Draper on page 48 of the book, or I don't know whether it's a book or booklet or pamphlet or what, Science and Religion, page 48. So Science and Religion, the next one is way too heavy for me. It's a German title. The Dictionary of Christian Antiquities by Dr. W. Smith and Professor Chetlin. Dictionary of Christian Antiquities. The Encyclopedia of Religions, Volume 1 by G.J.R. Forlong, which is spelled F-O-R-L-O-N-G. And Encyclopedia Biblica, Volume 1, page 752 by Cheyenne, like the Western TV show or something, or like the city in Montana. No, it's not actually, it's spelled C-H-E-Y-N-E, so it's a little different. Encyclopedia Biblica. So that's only 24 references out of 300 or more to authenticate and prove that the titles and the names and of our Savior and our Father are not of sound origins, the ones that we have classically and traditionally used the last 1700 some years. Yahweh is the tetragrammaton name of your heavenly Father and Son. The Ho means bringing salvation, H-O. So actually, when you have Jewish people and Jehovah's Witnesses using Jehovah, they are correctly using the that part, the H-O, bringing salvation. That's correct there. Shah, that suffix, bringing or having salvation, as in Yasha, which is Hebrew word 3442. Yahweh is actually Hebrew, because I didn't say that earlier, so I really want to apologize, so we'll back up. Yahweh is Hebrew 3068, and when you see an H down there that I put in the text, that stands for Hebrew. G is for Greek. So over 300 references in the book Come Out of Her, My People, of the Final Reformation by C.J. Coster, to prove that we are not to use a substitute for the Messiah's name. And regretfully, these books will be harder and harder to get, as they did go out of print, but there's still a couple hundred left. But some Hebrew or Messianic websites still have the copy, and if you didn't get that there, let me repeat that. That's comeoutofhermypeople.com. Oh, I know an excellent one I didn't give you yet, but hang on. Fossilizedcustoms.com, Amazon.com, and you'd need to do a search that way. An excellent source is giveshare.org, G-I-V-E-S-H-A-R-E.org, giveshare.org. Oh, yes, please check out that website. And the book is about $13. So, you know, you can't afford not to give it. And I'm typing in giveshare.org because that wasn't in the text earlier. So there you go. Okay. So now you can click on that one as well. Famous Christian leaders and large churches have used these substitute names in approximately 50 corrupted religious words for almost 2,000 years. So why should we change now? But for me and my house, we will stand up for the true name of Yahweh. Praise his name.